And joins us. He's Emeritus Professor of the Faculty of Medicine at Imperial College. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Not at all.
Obviously, we're talking about this because of the closure of these two A&E units in West London. And, of course, on the face of it, people look at it and think, well, how can they close two? Won't that reduce the service that people get?
Well, I think it will, yes.
In what way?
Well, just the less availability of A&E beds, accident emergency beds, emergency care beds.
But so the fact that there will be walk-in centres, that won't, obviously, well, they can't replace beds. That is perfect.
Well, I don't think they can completely close them. And I think you have to bear in mind is that the UK has, out of the OECD, you know, the sort of developed countries, 34 of them, we have one of the lowest number of acute beds and also the lowest number of acute care beds. That's in the United Kingdom. And actually, if you look at the figures for England alone, we are second from the bottom, with Mexico being at the bottom.
And that's deliberate government policy, isn't it? Why have they adopted this policy?
I'm not sure, really. I mean, it's something rather which I can't totally understand. I think the whole situation with regard to accident and emergency, emergency centres, 111, GP out of hours, all of those factors, I think, are very confusing for the public, you know, to know what they ought to do. Yeah. And my own view is that they really ought to sort out, and we could as a nation sort out for the NHS, a better way of running the emergency system. Because if you try ringing in, you find it very complicated. You might find yourself, well, say you want to go and have an x-ray or something, rather than you ringing in 111, it's a minor thing. It might take you 45 minutes to get through to say, you want to go and see your GP if they're trying to put through to that, which you can't get done. I mean, just as an example, when I know two people who had to have investigations last year and this year when I was in France and one in England. And the one in France, to have a blood test, went straight in, had it done immediately, nobody waiting. Results emailed that evening by post the next day. For the one in England, the person went along at 6:30. There were 70 people waiting. Got the results in 5 days. Didn't have to pay. In France, did have to pay if you were not French, but got virtually all of it refunded. And similarly with an x-ray, the same person in England, she told me she went for an x-ray, and when she arrived there, the x-ray department was in an old bunker, World War II bunker. She arrived at 6:30 again, or 6, and I think she said there were 70 people waiting again, had a long wait, eventually got an x-ray, didn't have to pay, had to wait for the results back. The other person in France went to a GP, was immediately given an appointment to a private setup, which you go to, went in, waited 5 minutes, had the x-ray. After the x-ray, the radiologist came, wrote a report, gave the person a printed output with digital, you know, the copies of the x-rays we've done digitally, and got back to see the GP before, all within 1 hour. They had a quarter of an hour drive each way. This is the difference between the way we run the services in the UK and in France. Well, and those sort of comparisons could be done. And for A&E, I think we have to sort that out. And my own personal opinion is that if we are very low in those factors, I would get it worked out first before going to the point of getting all those, you know, 111 GP.
I think the problem is that, I mean, you've just given some interesting anecdotal examples. I think that there would no doubt be other people who could say the reverse, and there were bits of the French system that didn't work as well as the case of the UK NHS. So, but I mean, I take your point that there are parts of the NHS that need fundamental reform because they don't actually take account of the priorities of the patient. Brian, thank you very much. That's Professor Sir Brian Jarman from Imperial. Imperial College. This is LBC. Let me just tell you what we've got coming up in a second. Too many teenagers have a sloppy attitude towards timekeeping. Not me, of course. They fail to dress in smart clothes and struggle to speak properly. Well, I guess it was ever thus, wasn't it? We'll find out who said that after the news and travel. It's 4:44. Ian.